guys, good morning and welcome to Moneywise Tips. And welcome nga pala dito sa Taipei 101, so one of the tallest buildings in the world. And ngayon ang tinidiscuss natin is about insurance, no? So kailangan mo ba ng insurance? And if ever, magkano? Okay, so basically, no, insurance actually talagang kailangan niya ng karamihan, especially if you have dependents, no? But iiba minsan, no, pag wala naman dependents, minsan talaga hindi ko na inadvise. But the default rule is kailangan mo talaga ng insurance, okay? Especially if you have dependents. And sasabi nila how much yung kailangan mo insurance. Basically, just to simplify things, no, it's 10 times of your annual income. So let's say if you're earning 20,000 a month, so times 12 months, no, to get your annual. So that's around 240,000, okay? And then times 10, so that's 2.4 million. Basically, that's the ideal, or kumbaga, that's the basic way to compute for your insurance, okay? There are many ways, like, mas complicated, like, you should compute for your debts, no, income replacements, and yung mga kailangan ng families mo. So there are more in-depth computation for life insurance coverage, but basically yun lang, no, pag nagtatanong sa akin, quick answer, it's times 10 of your annual income. Okay, so what's the logic behind it, no? If ever na may mangyari sa'yo, no, yung amount na marireceive mo, no, times 10, kumbaga, it will be invested, no, sa isang income na nagbibigay ng around 8-10%, no, that could replace your income basically. Okay, so if you can get a life insurance, and there are cheaper insurances out there, like, let's say for a million, for my age at around 32, no, our minimum coverage is around 7,000 to 8,000 a year, or 9,000. So basically, it's a cheaper naman yung insurance niya. So guys, thank you. And if you learned something, please do share this video.